This is a Brutwood production of an Engineering is Elementary story.
When you hear the harp, turn the page.
Asia makes work easier, an industrial engineering story read by Joey Moda. Chapter 1, Breakfast with Malcolm. Breakfast is served. Asia danced across the kitchen with a carton of milk in her hand. It won't be served if you spill that milk all over the floor, her brother Malcolm said. Asia grinned. Malcolm shook her head and smiled back. Asia and Malcolm didn't get to hang out as much as they used to. Now that he was in college studying to be an industrial engineer, but today their dad had worked at his restaurant, and he was leaving Malcolm to look after Asia and her cousin Tanya. When Malcolm first went to college, Asia had no idea what an engineer did. But now she knew engineers are people who use their knowledge of math and science to design things and ways of getting things done that solve problems people have. Asia was very proud of her brother. Asia's dad walked into the kitchen. So how are my two favorite children going to spend their Sunday in Boston, he asked. Asia planted her hands on her hips. Tanya and I have big plans for you today. Malcolm raised her eyebrows. Oh, really? Asia nodded. You can take Tanya and me to work with you. Malcolm had gotten a summer job at a nearby factory. A potato chip factory. Asia had been begging Malcolm for weeks to take her to work with him. We'll go to the potato chip factory, Asia continued, and I'll make up my own flavor and they'll name it after me and I'll be famous and there he goes again, Dad said. Whoa, there, kiddo, said Malcolm. In case you've forgotten, today is Sunday. The potato chip factory is closed. That's why I'm lucky enough to be your babysitter, remember? Besides, I told you we could go only if you and Tanya had complete your summer projects. Oh yeah, Asia sighed. It was almost the end of summer, and Asia and Tanya were supposed to have projects to show on the first day of school. The projects had to be about something they learned over the vacation. Asia couldn't understand why she had to do any schoolwork at all in summer. Maybe you and Tanya can come up with a project in the morning, and then we could go do something in the afternoon, Malcolm said. Dad gathered his uniform and worked back from the table. Now that you have a plan, I'm off to the restaurant to create my latest masterpiece, the Daily Special. I'll see you all for lunch. Chapter 2, Malcolm's Game. When Tanya arrived, the girls sat in the dining room trying to think of something they'll learn or done over the summer. What would make a good project? Malcolm sat down at the other end of the table, spreading out some drawings. Since you two are finally getting down to business, I thought I'd do some work of my own, he said. Tanya peered over his shoulder. I thought you worked at a potato chip factory. What do these drawings have to do with making chips or eating them? Asia asked. You do get to eat the chips, don't you, sometimes, said Malcolm. Mostly I help the factory improve the systems that their workers use. I try to make their work easier or faster or safer. That's what industrial engineers is all about. What do you mean? Tanya asked. I'll give you an example. See my textbooks? He pointed a pile of thick books, pretending they're a crate of potatoes. Try pushing them across the table. Asia pushed on the books and slid from one end to another of the table to the other. Wow, they're pretty heavy, Malcolm reached into his book bag and pulled out a bunch of pencils. He lined them up on the table and put the pile of the books on top. Try pushing them down. Hey, that's a lot easier, Asia exclaimed. The pencils act like little wheels. They're a simple machine that helps make work easier, Malcolm explained. We studied simple machines in class last year, Tanya said. Things like levers and wheels and axles, right? Exactly, said Malcolm. We use a lot of simple machines at the factory. All the big machines are made of smaller parts called subsystems. A lot of the time, those subsystems are made up of simple machines. The simple machines help the workers get more done because each job is easier, and the workers are less likely to get. That's what we can do our project on, Asia cried. We can show how simple machines make the work at your factory easier. Now you're thinking, Malcolm said. With that project, it looks like you're finally get your wish to go check out the chips. We'll go sometime this week. The girls cheered, but he added, I think there's a lot of cool stuff you could learn about simple machines before we head to the factory. Asia frowned. Like what? Simple machines aren't just used in factory subsystems, Malcolm said. They make work easier all over. Let's go on the scavenger hunt if you show me some simple machines that you got spot today. I'll show you how to use them at the factory. Deal? Deal. The girl shouted, I think I know a good place to start, said Malcolm. Let's go visit from my friends scene at the theater. I bet he'll have lots of simple machines to show us. As Asia reached for the door of the Coke closet, she called out, Hey, I found one. She pointed to the door handle, a lever. You're right, said Malcolm. And inside the handle, where we can't see, there's another simple machine, a wheel and axle. See, we haven't even left the house yet, and you're already well on your way. Chapter 3, Simple Machines on Stage. Asia, Tanya, and Malcolm stepped into the theater where scene work. Hi, Scene called, and he walked into the empty lobby to greet them, and Madeline didn't start for a few hours. It's so neat that you get to hang out here, Scene said. Asia, this building is so beautiful. Yes, it is, Scene said, but I do more than hang out here. I hope set up the stage for some performance. If I work there, I will want to do is dance. Asia said. She twirled around to Dumas Street. She and Tanya started leaping and skipping around the lobby. Come on, Twinkle Toes, Sin called. Let me show you the rest of the theater. He led them down inside Aza. Onto stage and into the wing, a huge wooden floor gleamed under the lights. Asia imagined herself dancing across the stage in front of the thousands of people in the audience. Let me show how we change scenes during the performance. Scene walked over the control panel full of buttons. He pressed one, and without a sound, an outdoor scene with trees, plant, and park bench floated down from the ceiling. Wow, it's like magic, Asia exclaimed. Scene pointed to the machinery hanging from the ceiling. It's actually just a bunch of pulleys, wheels, and ropes, and run around them. Pulleys shouted Asia and Tanya at them, gave them thumbs up sign. I'm missing some here, Scene asked. Tanya explained in simple machine scavenger hunt to Scene. I see, said Scene. Well, we use pulleys all the time around here to change the directions of force. I pulled down on one end of the rope, and thanks to the pulley, the other end of the rope pulls the scenery up. Imagine how much hard it would be for the stage crew to get all the scenery into place. Without help from the pulleys, Malcolm said, the simple machines behind the magic, said Asia. Exactly, said Malcolm. You girls are naturals at this game. Keep it up and you could be engineers working for dance. Asia said, leaping across the stage, joining in. Tanya improved a few steps. They imagined themselves in beautiful costumes, fans showering with the thunderous applause. Now that you girls have danced up storm, you must be getting hungry, Malcolm said. Let's see what Dad's cooking up for lunch. Chapter 4, Simple Machines on the Street. On the way to lunch, Malcolm, Asia, and Tanya walked through Boston Common towards the State House. Asia looked up the stone monument towering high above her. The lighting on the monument said it was dedicated to Colonel Robert Shaw, the 54th Regiment of the Union Army. They were the first all-black volunteer regiment to fight the Civil War. She began a marching dance to remember them. This is one of my favorite neighborhoods, said Tanya. The house and apartment are so old, I can imagine horse-drawn carriages on the streets. The cars around her now are a lot of fancier than carriages, said Asia. She paused for a few moments. And then said, you know what, maybe they're not that different after all. Cars and carriages both work because of the wheel and axles. That's a great observation, said Malcolm. Once you start spotting simple machines, you can start to see how complicated systems like cars are just arrangements and combinations of simple machines, Asia. Not only one of who can spot simple machines, exclaimed Tanya. check out the flagpole, one in the schoolhouse. There's a pulley on it. A ship looked up and at the American flag flapping in warm summer breeze. Tanya was right. There was a pulley helping to mark an important Boston site. The Abel Smith School and Museum of Afro-American History, the Smith. School was the first public school of African Americans in the whole country. Come on, girls, said Malcolm. I bet Dad has lunch on the table. I'm sure he'll want to hear about the progress you've made on your project, Asia. And Tanya took off, running towards Dad's restaurant, and Malcolm closed behind. Delicious smells greeted Malcolm and the girls as they walked into the restaurant. They were careful to avoid and cooks and other workers in the kitchen as they made their way to a small prep area in the back where Dad was waiting for them. I hope you're hungry, Dad said. I start cooking lunch and could you use your help? Malcolm took out dishes and utensils while Tanya and Asia told Dad about the simple machines they'd seen so far. Dad picked up a knife and began cutting dough, make rolls. Dad, Malcolm said, winking, nice technology you have there. Is that a wedge you're using? That's exactly what it is, said Dad. Did you girls know that a wedge is a simple machine that help push things apart? The thin edge of the knife concentrates in the force it put on the push and the dough part, Malcolm. I know the knife is a simple machine, but what do you mean when you said it's technology? Asia asked. It's not electrical or anything. Technology is more than just electric gadgets, said Malcolm. Technology is anything or process that people design to solve a problem. Oh, said Tanya, so that knife, the wedge, helps you solve the problems of cutting stuff. Yes, said Dad. This knife makes my life as a chef much easier. Why don't you grab a few different wedges and help finish our lunch, Tanya? You can make some lemonade, said Asia. You can cut some cookies. Tanya picked up a juicer and was sitting on the counter, an old-fashioned kind of cone sticking out the cup, and watched the lemon juice. So this is a wedge, too, she said. The pointy part pushes into the lemon to squeeze out the juice, Asia. How are you doing with those cookies? Dad asked. This cookie cutter is another helpful wedge, said Asia. It helps me cut perfect star shape. Malcolm put the cookies in the oven to bake, and Dad put sugar in the lemonade Tanya had squeezed while Dad finished grilling chicken. Tanya and Asia looked around the rest of the kitchen. They found gears and old-fashioned egg beater levers and a screw and wine bottle opener and all kinds of wedges for cutting. Finally, lunch was ready. Now that you have two been using both your brains and your hands, I bet you worked up in a quiet appetite, Dad said. You better eat up, said Malcolm. I have one more special stop planned for us this afternoon. Chapter 5, A Visit to the Museum of Science. After lunch, Malcolm led the girls to the Museum of Science. As soon as she stepped inside, Asia's eyes lit up. What is that? Asked Asia, pointing to the machine in front of her. The machine inside the plastic case had lots of metal parts that were moving some small balls around. I bet we can find some simple machines in there, Tanya said. This is like a Rube Goldberg machine, Malcolm explained. Usually when someone designs a machine, they try to make complex process simple using as few steps as possible. The goal of Rube Goldberg machines is just that possible. Machines like this are designed to make a simple process complicated using as many steps as possible. It's more fun this way. Look at how many cool steps it takes to move the little balls around, said Tanya. He watched the ball move front of the bottom of the machine to the top by taking a ride on a corkscrew. I see a lever and a wheel and wheels and axles too, Asia said. We've barely gone inside the museum and we already found all kinds of simple machines. I bet we can find more, she said, pulling Malcolm's hand. As they walked up to the huge model of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, Tanya pointed at the sharp pointy wedge that he had for teeth. I wonder if the dinosaurs could dance. Asia giggled. I think the Tyrannosaurus Rex could dance like this. She puffered up her chest and rocked back and forth with big lumbering steps as Tanya and Malcolm laughed. They moved on to the baby chick incubator where several chicks are about to hatch. So, Asia, you were inspired by dinosaurs, said Malcolm. Do the little chicks give you dance fever too? Actually, they're awesome, exclaimed Asia. The chicks hatching would make a great modern dance. First, I would start like an egg, she said, crouching down into a little ball. And then it will use my beak like a wedge to help me break out of my shell. She continued and flapped her arms and ran in the small circles. Tanya and Malcolm laughed at the sight of Asia's making, scratching, and pecking motion. She did look like a little chick. Bravo, exclaimed Malcolm. Why do we dance our way over the exhibit? I want to see when they enter the Science in the Park exhibit. Asia and Tanya saw children playing on merry-go-round and racing toy cars down inclined planes. Malcolm led them in the seesaw. Hey, Asia said, that seesaw is a simple machine, isn't it? You're absolutely right, said Malcolm. But which simple machine is it? How do you think it works? That easy, said Tanya. It's a lever, a board, or a bar. Don't forget the fulcrum, said Asia, pointing to the support under the bar. That's what lets the seesaw swing back and forth. She stretched both of her arms out and swayed like a seesaw. Hey, Malcolm, said Tanya. I bet Asia and I can lift you up on the seesaw. All right, let's see what you can do, Malcolm said. He climbed onto the seesaw, and both girls climbed on the other. Malcolm's end of the board rose and carried him up. That was too easy, Malcolm said. I've got another puzzle for you. Can just one of you lift me up? Everyone got off the seesaw. Asia and Tanya looked at Malcolm, then the seesaw, then each other. Said Tanya. I bet I can do it. She climbed on the seesaw close on the pivot point. Now you can get on, she told Malcolm. He sat on the other end. His weight pushed Tanya way up in the air. Whoa, Tanya said. I guess I was wrong about that. What happened when I moved towards the fulcrum? There's an important clue in that mistake, said Malcolm. Now that you have seen what happens, you don't have any new ideas. I do, exclaimed Asia. If Malcolm moves to the middle and Tanya moves to the back to the end, I bet it will be a lot easier to lift them up. Sure enough, Tanya raised Malcolm high in the air. You got it. See, changing the distance between the fulcrum and the weight changes the force that you need to use. Lift it. Okay, you can let me down, Malcolm said, but Tanya only giggled and stayed in place. Come on, Tanya. Nope, she's teased. Well, if you don't let me down, then we can leave. If we don't leave, then I can't take you to a potato chip factory, cried Asia. Tanya quickly slid down on the seesaw, and the three of them made their way back home. Chapter 6, Fun at the Factory. The next day, Asia and Tanya skipped into the potato chip factory. Ahead of Malcolm, his boss, Miss Johnson, was there to meet them. Hello, girls, Miss Johnson said. We're excited to have you here, Malcolm told me. You know a lot about the simple machines we use in our factor subsystem. We found simple machines everywhere we went yesterday, said Asia. I really want to see how they work here in the factory. I know it will help us with our summer project for school. Miss Johnson and Malcolm led the girls to a big truck. This is the beginning of the whole process, she said. There are about 50,000 pounds of potato in here. 50,000 pounds, cried Tanya. That's a lot of chips. The girls watched how to drive the tractor up to the back of the truck, picked up a load of potatoes, and dumped them on the cover belt. And conveyor belt didn't look like them on the one supermarket's checkout. There were lots of little bumps on it bounced, and the potatoes, look, Asia said. The conveyor belt uses wheels and axles to bounce all the dirt off the potatoes. That's right. And next, they clean the potatoes even more, Miss Johnson explained. The potatoes go into the bag vat of water. They wash me them. On the other side of the vat, a big screw called the auger pulls the potatoes out again at the Museum of Science. We saw a screw lifting things too, said Tanya. The group walked on. I see another simple machine, cried Asia. She pointed towards a machine that peeled the potatoes. All the potatoes slid down an inclined plane. So the potatoes all come down gently, said Tanya. That's right, said Mrs. Johnson. We don't want mashed potatoes. We want them sliced dough. She pointed to a round machine. The potatoes are spun against really sharp blades. The blades are wedges. Asia interrupted. Right after the potatoes are sliced, they fall into the conveyor belt, and then they're ready to be cooked in hot oil, said Miss Johnson. The girls watched the potato slice fall in a huge kettle of oil. Malcolm pointed towards metal rods that were searing and kettle that mixed machine stirs and slice so a person doesn't have to stand over the hot oil doing the job. I bet an industrial engineer figured that out, making the work easier, Asia said. After the potatoes cook after 5 minutes, we add seasoning, said Malcolm. Like vinegar and herbs, the barbecue and pepper, Asia said. Not all at once, please. Malcolm joked, and the chips are packed and sent down over the country, said Miss Johnson. But we kept some bags for ourselves. How could you like some fresh potato chips? You don't need to ask me twice, said Asia. Lead the way. Chapter 7, A Potato Chip Treat. At home that afternoon, Tanya and Asia talked about how to present their projects in class. We could write about it, said Tanya, but I'd rather just take everybody in our class to the factory. What if we bring the factory to our class? Asia asked. We could design our own subsystem like they have in the factory and show it to our class. That is a great idea, said Tanya. We can pretend a truck drops of potatoes on the floor if you have to keep reaching down the floor so you can cook them that will hurt your back. We can design a simple machine subsystem to lift the potatoes up. Let's get Malcolm to help us, said Asia. The girls ran to find Malcolm and tell him their idea. Malcolm helped the girls gather wooden doughs, tubes, and long sheets of cardboard. Okay now, what time you asked, but Asia had already started pulling materials out of the box and putting things together. Just dive in the start building stuff, she cried. Malcolm interrupted Asia. This is one way to get things done, but engineers usually make the A plan first. It can be really helpful, but I am supposed to know what the plan, asked Asia. I figure things out as I go along. Sometimes engineers do that, explained Malcolm. But we have steps to help us to be sure that we know the materials we'll need and how they'll fit together. It's all part of the engineering design process.
Yay!
What's that? Asked Tanya. It's a system, a way to doing things step by step, said Malcolm. Ask some questions to get yourself started. Imagine some solutions and then plan it out. You may even want to draw your plan. Asia found, I can definitely imagine lots of things, but planning is not fun. Come on, Asia, Tanya said. We'll do it together, Asia and Tanya sat down on the floor and began sketching the questions compressed and built on one another ideas until they had to plan that they thought would work. I think we're ready to go, Tanya told Malcolm. Let's take a look at your plan, Malcolm said. The girls explained their drawing to Malcolm. Malcolm nodded. Looks like if you're ready for the next step, creating your subsystem. All three of them began working to bring the plan to life, testing each part along the way. I think we're done, said Tanya as she tapped the pulley to the edge of the counter. How will this work, asked Malcolm. I was thinking it would kind of like a seesaw. We use the museum, said Tanya. The potatoes will go on one end and then some way at the other and will push the seesaw down. When the potatoes will roll down the ramp onto the counter, said Malcolm. Let's give it a try. Asia pushed down one end and the seesaw. The three of them watched a few roly-poly potatoes tear off the side of the ramp. "Oh no," Asia cried. "Since there aren't any sides on this inclined plane, the potatoes fall off." "That's no good," Malcolm looked at the girls. It looked like it's time for a last step for engineers, design process, and proof due. "Do you think another simple machine might do the job better, Will?" said Tanya. "We should use an inclined plane like the one we saw at the factory. Maybe that would be better." "And we could even make a cart with wheels and axles to carry the potatoes up the inclined plane." Asia added. The girls and Malcolm worked in their inclined plane, the cart, until we satisfied with the whole system. "We'll look at that, said Malcolm. "You girls really are engineers. I can't wait to show everyone at the school all the stuff we learned this summer," said Asia. The girls began to giggle as they danced their way over Malcolm's to give him a big hug.
We hope you enjoyed
our production of
This Engineering is an Elementary Story.